the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Kevin Rinker, engineering, Charlotte Yao doing the editing, and Caitlin Bailey doing playlists and production assistance. It didn't have time to get that in at the end of the last hour, so we'll put it in at the beginning of the second hour and at the end of the second hour and the end of the third hour. And if those people aren't happy by that point, then we'll just have to pay them more. I guess that's how that goes, huh? You heard it first, right here. Earl Scruggs Review. Wooden Nickel. Yes, indeed. Coming up right now. I just pushed the button. It should be happening.
There we go. There it is right there.
Don't come to me. They expect a lie. With you, that is all I feel I got.
from an album originally released in 1971. Earl Scruggs doing all this rock stuff. Basically, he plays banjo backup to folks doing the melody. Something in the way she moves. This has a little help from my friends, and everybody's talking at me, and all kinds of stuff like that. Before that, the Earl Scruggs review. Earl Scruggs actually, you know, for someone as purist as he was, he actually did experiment quite a bit in different fields. And he was in the Flatten Scruggs band. Earl Scruggs was the one, partly due to the influence of his sons and everything, who was always wanting to be a bit more progressive. And Lester Flatt was the one who was the real purist in that band. One more from the Earl Scruggs review here. Earl Scruggs doing Bob Dylan's Love is Just a Four-Letter Word instrumentally in the key of G. And so that works. Of course, he was a strong admirer of Joan Baez, and Joan Baez did the big recording of that. In fact, I think she did the quintessential recording of that song from her Any Day album. And this is Earl Scruggs from Earl Scruggs, Nashville Rocks. And that's what this is all about. Of course, his influences were so large, but a lot of his career and what he did musically was also managed by his wife, Louise. And by all accounts, she had a pretty tight rein and a lot of control. And he enjoyed that, wanted that to happen, and it did happen. There's a scene in the Chieftains Down the Old Plank Road concerts where they bring in Earl Scruggs. And by that point, he's in his early 80s. And they bring him in, and of course, she's right there alongside Louise Scruggs, who kept it all going, kept it all organized. Love is Just a Four-Letter Word, Earl Scruggs, Nashville Rocks. Yes, indeed. And where are we going with this? We're going with the Westerners. Here's an old, written by Tex Owen, way, way back a long time ago. Eddie Arnold recorded it. Emmylou recorded it. Good song. You know who does a really good version of this is old Wiley with his Wild West band, but he does it better when he just does it acoustic and does it solo by himself. Wiley does a wonderful version to this. Cattle Call. But this is the Westerners.
and dreamboat and wranglers, new on the ranch. That very day I was 16 and shy when he saw me at the barn dance and said, come on gal, let's dance the night away. He took me in his arms when that fiddle started playing. He stepped away in double time. Then they switched to a waltz, slow and romantic, and he held me close and told me he was mine. You bet I was elated, but my heart was soon deflated when another gal sauntered through that door. She was 30 if a day, and she smiled as if to say, if you're lucky, boys, you'll have a chance to score. She had big hair and red boots and fringe all in between, and every inch was working overtime. The man's neck snapped and the women all turned green as the fellas started queuing up in line. My man said, excuse me, kid, but didn't wait for my reply as he grabbed that vamp and twirled. They left me in their dust and my teenage heart went bust because my first love had thrown aside his girl. My stars, that 10-step and two-timer made my spitting nails and steaming out my ears. He broke my heart and my life to date was born. He'd ruined the best night of my 16 years. As they burned up that floor and burst my bubble, the only one to trust was my old paint. I unhitched him on the double and let that sorry trouble on the dance floor where my true love shone.
Daddy ran the whole dang ranch. I didn't know that woman was your brand new stepmama. Oh, Dad, blame it, can her horse run?
You bet he can. From the cowboy that made me blue.
always.
That is so authentic. That's good stuff. Those folks always did things kind of authentic. Laurel Bliss has been involved in old-timey and country-type music for many, 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 many years. Carol Elizabeth Jones teamed up with her on this album, just riding along. And it's a lot more true to what it would all have sounded like, especially in the early 1900s when folks played string band music there. They did. She worked with Cliff Perry quite a bit, and they did gospel albums and old-timey albums and old-time romance albums, and this is more of a cowboy-type thing. We heard The Fugitives Lament and I Always Want to Be With You, and we also augmented that with more of a Hollywood kind of a staged sound with the Westerners, Cimarron Sue and Nevada Slim, whoever they are. And anyway, that's the deal with that. And so it's sort of a juxtaposed thing. And of course, in the 30s and 40s, with the advent of movies and Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and everything, there was a Hollywoodization of a lot of this kind of music and kind of a forced, movie thing, stage thing. So there you go. The Westerners and Carol Elizabeth Jones and Laurel Bliss. Good stuff. We had to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we have lots more music playlists at www.nwpr.org. Actually, we don't do the www anymore. So it's nwpr.org. And we're going to be right back with lots more music. We're only through half the show, so there's still half a show left to go. You hang on, because we're coming back, okay?
Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s to over 100. Partly cloudy this evening with overnight lows in Pullman of 58, in Clarkston 65. Sunny again for tomorrow and hotter with highs in the upper 90s to 103 in Lewiston with a chance of thunderstorms Sunday night.
Perhaps you feel every day is too busy. Meetings, deadlines, information overload. Sometimes you just need to regain your balance and composure. You'll find respite in Northwest Public Radio, a sanctuary of timeless classical music to clear your mind and soothe the spirit, every weekday from 9 to 4 or at nwpr.org.
Yes, indeed, Soldier's Joy from the Liberty soundtrack. That's part of our break music. Here's The Gathering, this group from Ellensburg, and they really are a gathering of musicians with all kinds of different genres under their belts. It's good. They have three albums out, and I believe this is their first one. And they kind of crank them out, and they do a good job, and they are comfortable with anything from Dylan to Manhattan Transfer to whatever. The Gathering. Nice folks from Ellensburg. Pie for breakfast. Pie for breakfast.
You know I like my breakfast. I like it mighty fine. And there's one thing I know I'd like. I'd have it all the time. Sunrise, it comes up all the time. Sunrise is fine, let's top it off with something that's divine. What's that? It's gotta be pie for breakfast, gotta be pie. It's gotta be pie. coffee, the aroma's might on time. But I can think of just one thing to help me down the line.
What's that?
Oh, we'd have pie for breakfast, we'd have pie. We'd have pie for breakfast, me, oh my. It tastes real good from the neighborhood. We'd have pie.
Songs we know. Well, we cooked on our cooking stove. We cooked on.
chicken store. Old-timey freaks from Portland made their circle really roll. Wednesday night we played at Ray's. His trailer down the way had Christmas lights all hanging low, guitars and banjos hanging in a row. Well, Wednesday night we played at Ray's. Wednesday night we played at Ray's. Good music here at Weezer. Wednesday night we played at Ray's. Coming, but the night was getting cold. Kelly said, let's try a tricky nose. He went back to camp while we were singing in the cold. He brought back our cooking stove. We can heat up some lava rocks. Let's heat up some lava rocks. It'll warm up everybody if we heat a pile of lava rocks. Well, we played into the morning and we burned a couple down. The little stove hungry and the songs were running down. Pack it up, it's time to go. Well, it's time for a late night snack. Yeah, time for a late night snack. Let's head back to camp and cook us up a late night snack. Back at camp we found leftovers and the moon rose high, saying how the night had been so great. Stumbled round the dark trying to find the cooking stove. Not a fiddle tune was heard that late. I can't find a cooking stove. No, I can't find our cooking stove. Can't believe what I am seeing, but I can't find our cooking stove. We blubbered down the road as we were looking for the stove. Woke up half the camp. How could anybody do it? Just can't trust no one no more. They ripped off our freaking stove. They ripped off our cooking stove. Yeah, they ripped off our cooking stove. I feel so violated. They ripped off our cooking stove. I know it's those young folkies or those swingers playing jazz. It could be those bluegrassers because they're playing way too fast. Maybe it's the tourists driving RVs across the land, or the competition kids hanging out with mom and dad. They ripped off our cooking stove. Yeah, they ripped off our cooking stove. I feel so violated. They ripped off our cooking stove. Ray was standing by his trailer, funny grin across his face. He was laughing at our story and came over just to say, there's an extra cooking stove over at his place tonight. It's piled up with lava rocks and they're still glowing bright. Oh, we left our cooking stove at Ray's. We left our cooking stove at Ray's. Now I'm feeling kind of stupid because we left our cooking stove at Ray's. Oh, we left our cooking stove at Ray's. Yeah, we left our cooking stove at Ray's. Now I'm feeling kind of stupid because we left our cooking stove at Ray's.
One of the many incidences that could happen at any festival, of course, probably happened many, many, many times at Weezer there. Those jam camps. Just jamming all those songs with people that you don't even know until you know them through the music. The jam is one of the best parts of Weezer. They still say that it is. People go for the contests, and a lot of people hang out and do the contest part, but they say the best thing are those camps off to the side where everybody hangs out and just jams and plays music. In the little town of Weezer, he is populated. Oh, my gosh. The population probably multiplies by the hundreds. By that, I mean, if there's 100 people in the town, there's probably 10,000 in the town. I mean, Weezer just does it. It's been doing that for years and years and years and years and years. That's the big national fiddle contest at Weezer. Happens in June. And it'll be going on until, you know, probably till the Judgment Day. Something like that. And people will be losing cook stoves and losing guitars and losing all kinds of things and getting them all back. That's how it works. Places like Weezer. The Flying Burrito Brothers. Now, come on, Dan. The Flying Burrito Brothers before that. Farther Along. And a good version, Graham Parsons. Graham Parsons is on this, and Chris Hillman, and Bernie Ladin and, oh my gosh, Leon Russell. There's some pretty good folks on this deluxe album. And this is the Gilded Palace of Sin and deluxe album combined. They put them all in one disc. You can buy a lot of Flying Burrito Brothers now that's been remixed and re-edited, or you can get the original Warner Brothers mixes in a boxed set. There's all kinds of Flying Burrito Brothers out there. Pretty good stuff. Sneaky Pete on the pedal steel. Let's do one more from these Flying Burrito Brothers. Alrighty, here we go. Wild Horses.
Couldn't drag me away. take your picture of a little boy that you keep holding on to, that keeps you stuck in time, and send it on a freight train on down the line. Ain't making any promises, but I think you'll find that you don't trust in happiness. Never did and never will. You never understand when bad things happen, or how the pieces come together again. And you won't find your redemption inside a rumor mill. But you don't have to keep holding on. Never did and never will. And as these years keep on rolling by, ain't getting any younger, but you'd have us try. See, life is like a movie, not just a frame. It's sometimes out of focus, and sometimes it's full of shame that you don't trust in happiness. Never did and never will. You never understand when bad things happen, or how the pieces come together again. And you won't find your redemption inside a rumor mill. But you don't have to keep holding on. Never did and never will. Trust in happiness, never did and never will. You never understand when bad things happen, or how the pieces come together again. And you won't find your redemption inside a rumor mill. But you don't have to keep holding on. Never did and never will.
stop and start it all again. Stop and start it all again. Rivers run down to the sea. The sea flows up to heaven. Then it rains to fill the rivers. Lord must live in heaven. You roll along and you find a friend. You tell him all the places that you've been. Roll along and you find a friend. Stop and start it all again. 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 Stop and start it all. Stop and start it all. Stop and start it. Stop and start it all. Start it all again. Oh, 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 again. Stop and start it all again.
Oh, Jonathan Edwards. Stop and Start It All Again. That was just kind of his second biggest hit after the Sunshine song. Sunshine, Go Away Today, Don't Feel More Like Dancing. Rankin Family in the background. Caitlin Bailey helping with playlists and production assistance. Kevin Rinker, Charlotte Yao. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back for one more hour of music. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. You hang on now because it's all good music. It's all good music. And there's lots, lots more of it for you. I have one of the best audiences ever, ever, ever. And it's all you. Alrighty, we're coming back. Hang on.
Thank you for tuning in for Inland Folk on the NPR and Classical Music Service of Northwest Public Radio, which you can hear at nwpr.org and on your smartphone with our newly updated app. The new version includes easy streaming of our three programming streams, including our new jazz service, KGEM. If your operating system is set up to automatically update the app, you don't need to do anything except enjoy the new look and features. If not, you'll see a notification that an update is available. Check out the newly updated Northwest Public Radio app, available for both iPhone and Android. There's information at nwpr.org.